Hello and welcome to episode 36 of the DX Venter about the upcoming de-expedition to number 7 most wanted, Glorioso Island. Thank you for joining us. I'm Bill, AJ8B. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. We have a back catalog of 35 episodes covering many aspects of DX in both podcast and YouTube format. Please check us out. If you like what you find, please subscribe and like the episode. If you don't, please drop me a note at thedxventor@gmail.com. And let me know what you don't like or what you'd like to hear. We received some excellent feedback on our April Fool's joke entitled, quote, Activating Fredonia. If you've not checked it out, please do so. We tried to make it as realistic as possible with operators who'd been in those roles before to give you a feeling for what it would really be like to get ready to activate a new one. We just didn't anticipate a couple of the hilarious emails we got, so thanks to everyone involved. It was a real hit. Our guest today is David, F8CRS. David has been to Glorioso before and is playing a major supporting role on this de-expedition. Joe, WAGEX, a veteran of over 60 de-expeditions, will also be with us. An early posting of the de-expedition says it all, quote, We are pleased to announce to the international community the agreement of the French, Southern, and Antarctic lands, the future amateur radio activity which will take place from May 24th to June 19th, 2024, on the island of Grand Glorious with the call sign FT4GL. This operation, carried out for more than a year of effort, has finally been rewarded. It will be atypical and very difficult because the Glorioses are ranked 7th in the DXCC Most Wanted list, and the amateur radio traffic carried out exclusively by a single radio amateur, Mark, FH4VVK, will be in parallel with his professional activity. So he will be busy. Without any further delay, let's get started.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the DX Mentor podcast. We're really excited. We have a lot of information we're about to give you on the upcoming DX expedition to Glorioso. We are absolutely privileged and honored to have one of the key people in that DX expedition to ask some questions of today. He's been kind enough to spend some time with us, even though there's a 6-hour time difference, so we appreciate that. This is from the website. I'll read it this way. We are pleased to announce to the international community, with the agreement of the French, Southern, and Antarctic lands, an upcoming amateur radio activity that will take place from May 24th to June 19th, 2024, on the island of Grand Glorioso with the call sign FT4GL. This operation has been planned for more than a year with a lot of effort, and it's finally been rewarded. It will be atypical and difficult because Gloriosos are ranked 7th in the DXCC Most Wanted list, and the amateur radio traffic will be carried out exclusively by a single radio amateur, Mark FH4VVK, in parallel with his professional duties. Now, the impressive thing that the reading I've done, Mark has a lot of really great supporters like yourself. So I expect this will be a pretty successful de-expedition. And he's going to be there a couple of weeks. I think it's terrific. So today our guest is Dave, F8CRS, if I have that right. David, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? How did you get into radio and how did you get into DX?
Okay. Good evening, Bill. Good evening, Joe. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to record on this podcast. I began radio on 11 meters when I was teen, and I took my my first license was a novice license, Fox Zero in France, in 1999, and I passed the Fox 8 for the HF in 2007, and I was during this time I was a shortwave listener on the Fox 5 KIA, and it was a Kilo India November. It was a club station. It's closed for now, and I was at the first time it was the passion that we have all together, the magical things of the radio to go through the words, and I make 95% of my traffic is on HF now. when I was Fox Zero, I made a lot of satellite on VHF, because we're just with the Fox Zero, you are just allowed to go through VHF. But yes, and I have now for a few years, for about 10, 12 years, I made a lot of contests, mainly CW and RTTY. I love also RTTY and a little bit of SSB, but mainly on CW. And I made around 25 to 35 contests per year, and around 17,000 QSO a year. And 99% of low power, because my neighbors are not very happy when I push a little bit of power, that's all.
So with conditions as they are, it's much better now with CW and lower power than it was 5 years ago.
Yeah, for sure.
So we also have Joe, WAGEX, with us. Joe, just let us know what you're doing.
Well, I'm not doing a whole lot today, but nice to meet you, David, and welcome to our podcast. I've been licensed 53 years, came up through the ranks and passed all the tests, thank God. Been on several D expeditions, and of course, the our regulars to the podcast, they're familiar with all my background. But been a DXer from the get-go. Just absolutely love DXing, D-expeditions. Used to be into contesting, and I sort of gave that up. I got a bad back, so it's not easy to sit in a chair, for many hours at a time. So that's pretty much my story, Bill.
Okay. Well, David, what other trips have you been on before we start talking about Glorioso?
I was in 2008. I was in with Freddy Fox 5 IRO. He's our team manager. We were together in Guadeloupe in 2008. We were also together in just before in, but I was short with a listener. We were together in Guyane. In French Guiana in 2006, and a lot of IOTA. Yes, we were, you can see on my QRZ page, and we were in South America 20, in North America 102, North America 114, also in 2008. And I was in French in Réunion Island also when I was. In a trip to go to Glorioso. I was with Freddy. We were together also in 2009 in Glorioso. And I made a few, the call sign, sorry, was Fox Tango 5 Golf Alpha in 2009. And I made a lot of, a few special call signs, Tango Mike, 9 CDX, for example, or TP8CE for something like this. And I love traveling. I traveling a lot with my job, but also in on holidays. And I will be in Sweden at the end of the month, and in Croatia in July I will be in Croatia.
Wow. So you've been to Glorioso. What's it like?
It was fantastic. We were we were a team of five guys in 2009. It was magic. It was magic. It was amazing. Pilots were amazing. And we made CW, SSB, RTTY. There were no FT8, but it was magic. It was very. We were tired. We were very tired at the end, and but it was magic. The island is magic. It's amazing. It's amazing to have the opportunity to live on this kind of experience. It's magic.
And now let's pause for a word from ICOM. Put a spring in your step with ICOM. Spring is when you get outside and work out the kinks in your station. Whether you need to fix ice damage to your Yagi or get prepared for an upcoming VHF contest, ICOM has the radios for you. Consider the IC7610. Upgrade your station with one of ICOM's fabulous HF radios, including the IC7610. With the 7610, faint signals are no longer challenging for DXers and contesters. The high-performance RMDR can pick out the faintest of signals, even in the presence of stronger adjacent signals. This is the SDR every ham wants. You can also look at the IC905. With ICOM's 905 mobile, VHF contesting is a breeze. This all-mode rig covers 5 bands with one radio. 2 meters, 70 centimeters, 1.2 gig, 2.4 gig, and the 5.6 gigahertz bands. And you can add the optional CX10G transverter to cover 10 gigahertz. This radio features a large touchscreen with real-time, high-speed spectrum scope and waterfall display, easy D-Star settings, and a separate controller and RF module configuration to reduce signal loss. You can explore the world of microwave with the IC905. You might also consider the IC705 and the 7300. These two rigs are the go-to rigs for outdoor hams who love POTA and SOTA activations. Both radios feature a large touchscreen with real-time spectrum scope and waterfall display for intuitive function and setting operations. Specifically, the IC705 provides base station features and performance in the palm of your hand. From HF to 50, 144, or 440 MHz, enjoy a variety of bands in the D-Star DV, sideband, CW, RIDI, AM, and FM modes. This handheld also includes an RF direct sampling system, wide area LAN, and Bluetooth connectivity with an internal GPS receiver, and more. The IC7300 is an industry first to use an RF direct sampling system in an entry-level HF radio. This high-performance radio includes an audioscope function, IP+, class-leading RMDR, and phase noise characteristics, 15 discrete bandpass filters, and a built-in antenna tuner. This compact and innovative radio will far exceed your expectations. The real HF fun starts with the IC7300. If you are getting a head start on hurricane season, ICOM's IC7100, ID5100, ID50, or ID52 are the perfect traveling companions and should be on your go-kit list. The ID58 gives hours of fun and enjoyment working with your favorite bands. Beginners will love the easy D-Star settings, band scope and waterfall display, voice messaging, and share picture function, and use the same optional accessories as the 52, 51, and ID31. The ID52A is a VHF-UHF dual bander with D-Star and FM dual mode functions and is the first handheld amateur radio with a full-color 2.3-inch waterfall display. This radio has a guaranteed range of 144 to 148 and 440 to 450 MHz and supports conventional FM communications and D-Star simplex, repeater, regional, and worldwide calls over the D-Star Internet Gateway. The ID52A is also the perfect companion to the IC705. Both use compatible headsets, batteries, and the same Android app for D-Star operation. ICOM's compact IC7100 and IC5100 D-Star mobiles are road-ready and feature dash-mountable touchscreen control heads with quick and straightforward one-touch operation, keeping you connected wherever you roam. The IC7100 is an HF, VHF, UHF multiband all-mode mobile with an angled control head, a large internal speaker for clear digital audio, and it fully covers the HF 50 144 and 430 to 440 megahertz amateur bands in multiple modes, providing 100 watts on HF and 50 megahertz, 50 watts on 2 meters, and 35 watts on 430, 440 megahertz. The IC5100 is a VHF-UHF dual-band mobile with DV-DV dual-watch, Bluetooth, and an integrated GPS receiver. For high-powered base stations to compact and travel-friendly handhelds, our radios offer in-demand features and functions to keep you active on the bands inside your shack or out in the field. For the love of ham radio, You can check the show notes and you'll see links to all of these excellent ICOM products, and I'd recommend you do that.
Mark, that was FT5GA. What was your call sign?
FT5 Golf Alpha was in 2009. Okay,
because I worked you guys on 1, 2, 3, 5, or 6 bands.
So, I don't remind, sorry.
So thanks for all the contact.
You're welcome.
Yeah, because back then that was a new one for me.
Yeah, and it's
was a new one for a lot of people.
Yes, for sure.
Do you have it in the log?
Maybe I'm not sure. About you have to check the log. I'm not sure, but I hope to be next month in June. I hope to be in log. Yes, it will be. Yes, it will be hard. I think it will be hard. Pileup will be amazing. But we Marek, we have FT8, RTTY, a lot of bands, but it will be alone. We were 5, it will be alone. It will not be a 24-hour day and all alone. It will not be easy for him. But it will be SSB and FT8, FT4 maybe, and RTTY, but no CW.
Okay.
No CW, but...
And he actually has to work while he's there, right?
Yeah.
So is that how Glorioso was chosen? It kind of worked out with his work schedule that he would be there.
It was out chose because he is living now in Fox Hotel. He's in Mayotte for now, He with his job he has the opportunity to go sometimes in Glorioso. That's why we choose it, and also because it's a top 10.
Yeah. Yes, that's a big deal. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm really can you tell us about him a little bit? Because he was not someone I've worked before, but I recognized his call. But if the research I've done a little bit of, he's a heck of a good operator.
Yeah, he's a good one. Yeah, he is. He was born in Poland, and he was active in Djibouti. If I remind. Yes, he was active in Djibouti and now in Mayotte. Yes, he's a very good operator in SSB. Yes, there's no problem, with him. Yeah.
Okay. What are your expectations? How well? And this isn't a fair question. I know that, but with his, I mean, he's there a couple of weeks, but he has a work schedule. But with all the help he's getting, is there any goal that he has set on how many QSOs he'd like to work? Or,
oh yeah, we have first of all, you know, you have the blog in front of you maybe, but we are a team. We are a team to help him because he's all alone, and to help him with. To choose a pilot with the equipment, etc. And we are taking decisions all together in with the WhatsApp group, etc. And can you repeat, please, your question?
No, I'm just, does he have or does the team have some goal where they say, you know, when you come back and
yeah. The main goal for us is to give an all-time new one to a maximum of people. That's why we will try. He will try because it will be all alone in the island. On the island, he will be alone, and the goal is to give an all-time new one to a maximum of amateur radio personnel in the world. That's why he will try to be QRV on a maximum of band, not at the same time, but he will try during the night, maybe a day, and he will be in the island to work. It will not be a 24-hour expedition. He will be alone, etc. it will not be very easy, and I hope all the people will understand that sometimes it will not be a QRV in the morning or in the evening because he's working, etc., etc. I hope a lot of people will understand that.
You know, one thing we always try to talk about, because I think we've got a lot of younger people that chase DX that listen to us, we always try to get them to think about what the operator is going through. You know, so sometimes you'll be at your rig and maybe you work somebody on 30 meters and now you're done and you flip over and you do something else. Well, that guy has to stay there. He has to continue to work. And at some point he's done. He's got to pack up. He's got to tear down. He's got to go home and then handle all the logging and all the other stuff. So I hope people are patient, because it's not an easy task to especially for one person.
Yeah, for sure. It will not be easy. And I hope the community will understand that. And because when you see sometimes in 2009, we have seen all these comments on the X cluster, for example. And I hope now with WhatsApp, Twitter, X for now, etc. And I hope that people will be kind with him because yes, it will be very hard for him. Yeah.
Let's pause for a minute to hear from one of our great sponsors. You know, I've been talking about DX engineering for quite a while, and I thought it would be better to have someone who is an avid user and appreciates all that DX engineering does and Tim Duffy does for the ham community. So here's Paul, N6PSE, as he's preparing for his H40 Whiskey Alpha de-expedition.
You know, there's some really terrific organizations and companies out there that sponsor our de-expeditions that really, really bolster our abilities and really add to that success factor. Tim Duffy and the great folks at DX Engineering are second to none. Just amazing people. And when we contact them, they are very generous and really help us a lot.
Thanks, Paul, for your honest reflection on DX Engineering and how they affect the ham community. I think overall, like when, and I'll probably not say his name correctly, Terry, FT8WW, last year or the year, he was a one-man operation and did a phenomenal job. And it did seem like everyone was pretty patient. I mean, you've always got a couple of people that are, you know, outside that, but it seemed like everybody was patient. Everybody was, and he was trying to do his best. So I think the DX community will work with him. I sure hope so. Joe, did you have a question?
Yes. What kind of radio setup and bands, antennas?
Will have three ICOM 7300 with a vertical for 160, 80, 40, and they will have two spider beams for wax band and 20 to 10 meters, and also normally a 5-element for 6 meters.
Wow.
With the amplifiers. Yeah.
So he's going to be on all bands. That's good, because I personally could use him on 40, 80, and 160.
He'll take it.
160, I hope.
Yeah.
160, it depends, you know, better than me, but we are on the top of the 25th cycle, and the 160, I hope for you,
but yes.
It will be easy on 10 than on 160. That's why at the beginning we were not very agree about 160, 6 meters, etc. But now we decided to try. He will try to be on air on all bands.
Sure, that's great.
Wow, okay.
And will he be the only person on the island, or there will not be the French military there, Dave?
There's always militaries. It will not be all alone.
Okay.
But okay.
I just misunderstood that. Thank you.
Wow. That's going to be quite a challenge. Holy cow. Yes. How can people provide support? Like, is he taking donations to help offset the cost of?
Yep. We got a donation. You can. Okay. Today, the Northern California Dex Foundation gave us money, and we have sponsors. Where are they? Equipment over there. And but we bought all the equipment. We bought thanks to the donations to sponsors are over there. We got a few sponsor. Yes, main sponsor are ProSeek, Messi for coaxial, Spiderbeam, Mesra, etc. You can see that on the blog. I think you have it in front of you.
Yes.
And it also with individual donations. And we have you can see who gave money for now. And thanks to the to that, sorry, we could buy the equipment. Yeah. And okay. The goal is to keep this equipment at the end of the expedition. We will bring it back to France, and it will help DXs for next the expedition all over the world. And we can bet them this, not bet, it's not a good word, not give... I don't remind how to say in English. So sorry, but we'll give this equipment for a few weeks for next expedition next okay. year or all over the world, and that's why we prefer both this equipment. Yeah.
Okay, great,
very good.
And I'll have a link to the webpage and the blog in the show notes here, and Joe and I always encourage people, even if it's $20 or $15 or $30, it all adds up. So
yeah,
and it helps offset those costs. So
let's take a break to learn about the Daily DX.
Hey, I just poured you a cup of coffee. You look pretty happy. How'd you do?
I worked him on the third call. Can you believe it?
You worked him on the third call? Seriously? I thought you just had that little pistol station.
I do, but I have a secret weapon.
A secret weapon? What is it?
Information. I knew when they were on the air, their operating habits. Heck, I even knew the equipment they're using. I just had to be there when they came up on the band. I even beat the spotting network.
Wow, how'd you manage all that?
I get the Daily DX from Bernie, W3UR. In addition to the weekly and daily bulletins, I also receive special notices when things change in real time. I feel that I'm always on top of every de-expedition.
So now you just need to confirm it, right?
Yep, that's it. Bernie even helps me with that, giving me QSL routes and QSL managers if they don't use LOTW. The Daily DX is a DX bulletin sent via email to you Monday through Friday. It includes DX news, IOTA news, QSN reports, QSL information, a DX calendar, propagation forecast, and much, much more. With a subscription to the Daily DX, you will also receive DX news flashes and other interesting DX tidbits. Bernie's been an integral part of my confirming over 300 entities and WAZ while operating a modest station.
W3UR Bernie is the editor, a member of the DX Honor Roll, a member of the 3000 Challenge Club, as well as the editor of the How's DX column in QST. He is uniquely positioned to have his finger on the pulse of the DX community and shares this information weekly. Why not let Bernie be your secret weapon?
You can get a free 2-week trial at www.dailydx.com.
Now let's go have that cup of coffee and tune around.
One thing I wanted, since you had been there, the one item that I've never had to deal with, but I know Joe has and several other people have, is the heat. The heat, and I don't know, I'm looking at the map, I don't think you're on top of the equator, but what are the temperatures like there typically?
In the island?
Yes.
Yes, it's not worse than in Africa, for example. Yes, it's very hot, and you can see on the picture that the sand is very white, and there's a lot of reverberation. And yeah, it's a hot, but okay. It's Africa, I yes, could say. Right. But Marek lives in Mayotte, and he used to have this kind of weather. But yes, it's very hot. Mm-hmm. When you're on the beach, yes, it's very, very hot.
Oh.
So, Joe, anything else you want to add or questions you had?
No, but I'm sure looking forward to it because I like to fill some band slots.
And also,
along with everyone would like else, to. Obviously, worldwide. So I think it's going to be a very, very good de-expedition. And thanks to Mark and all of you on the background that's been a big help to him putting this together.
So I just looked up in my logbook, and I worked Glorioso in 92 FR5ZU/G on Riddy, on 15 meter Riddy, and it's the only time I've worked them. So now I'm looking forward to filling some other stuff, but and let's talk about Riddy just for a minute, because it's something I still enjoy. I still enjoy a couple times a week just trying to make some QSOs. David, are you still active in it? It sounds like.
What?
Riddy, just in general, for you personally now.
Yeah.
You still operate Riddy and you still enjoy it? RTTY?
I don't really understand the question.
I'm asking if you personally, do you still use RTTY?
Oh, yeah. So sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Yes, I you. I'm very active RTTY, and I have I belong to a contest group. It's India Igri, yeah, India Golf Radio Yankee. Don't know if you know this group. It's a contest group of for RTTY. Yes, I'm very, very active on RTTY this weekend. Will be a little bit busy, but the Echo Alpha RTTY we have. If you go on the internet on my or my Q1Z, it will be maybe easier. Sorry, and you can see the logo on my page. Tick over there, yeah. And interest group RTTY means, and we have our. Our weekend of contest. We are our own contest, and I began in 2007 RTTY, and yes, every time I can do RTTY on mainly on during contest on the weekend, because now. There's not a lot of the expedition are using RTTY. Yeah. Yes, we are. Last month we had 8 radio expedition. Made a lot of RTTY from 160 to 10 meters. It was very, very interesting. And yes, I love this mode.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. I still mess around with it because I enjoy it. So it's a lot of fun. Well, we appreciate your time. I don't want to tie you up too long, but I encourage people to go to the website and make a donation.
Yeah.
I really encourage people to watch the cluster and stuff. And if you never worked them, then go ahead and work them. But if you've got them in the log 20 times, leave them alone for the rest of us. Right. So,
yes,
boy.
Yeah. I would say that the website was made by Freddy. Fox 5 IRO, but you can see all the team, and everyone is working every day very hard, but mainly Freddy, he made this blog, etc. But all the other guys are very, very important. You can see the faces of every guys, but yes, our QSL manager, etc., etc. We are all with Marek, and hope it will work. A lot of people and all time new one or new bands for you, Joe, and for everyone, for me. Yes.
And if Joe gets them on 160, we'll drink a beer together. So
yeah, that's right.
I remind in 2009 we received the QSL of someone from California, and he sent us a picture. He got a cigar with a bottle of a whiskey, and he said, "This is my last one, and I get this cigar for my last one, and I achieved all the DXCC with you." It was a very, very fantastic.
Yeah. That's got to be really neat. Yeah. That has really got to be neat. Well, good for you. Well, sir, thank you very much. You took time.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your patience trying to get this scheduled. We had a couple of restarts, but it's always interesting. We want to get the word out. And if anyone contacts me, I'll shoot you the email directly if they need more information or if it's not the show notes. But thank you so much.
Sorry for my English. Sometimes
no.
It's not very good.
No.
Please tell Mark to have a very safe and fun de-expedition. We'll be looking forward to it.
Okay, no problem.
All right, thank you so much. Have a great week.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Was that exciting or what? I checked my logbook, and the last time I wore Glorioso was 1990, and my only QSO was on Ritty. What are the odds of that? So I'll really be looking for him on Sideband and CW this year, as well as FT8. Thank you for joining us on this edition of the DX Mentor. I would like to thank our sponsors, ICOM America, The Daily DX, DX Engineering, and the Southwest Ohio DX Association. You won't find anyone more committed to DX than these sponsors. I would especially like to thank our guests today, Joe, WAGEX, and David, F8CRS. I would love to have your feedback, answer your questions, and provide help with any DX or amateur radio issues that you may have. If you need clarification on something or you just have a question, email me at thedxmentor@gmail.com. Please drop me a line if you've achieved an all-time new one, received recognition, have a DX event you'd like us to mention, or just want to celebrate some cool QSL cards. We would be happy to do that with you. If you're enjoying these DX Mentor episodes, please hit the subscribe button. You can also click like if you have a particularly interesting episode. If you don't want to subscribe, please drop me a note and let me know why. I just want to get better. 7-3 for this episode, and thanks to my XYL Karen for her love and support. I'll see you in the pileups.